up a startup has to be fast. He explained why.
The reason why you want this is the modern way that you build massive companies. If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at a lot of these companies that 10 years ago were ideas, back of napkins, tiny, and now are global transformational companies.
Hoffman also talks about how being able to adapt is key for a startup.
You have to understand that it's not going to have this comfortable and efficiency where you learn it and just iterate slowly. You're going to be doing massive changes every 6 to 12 months, including in how you run the company. And so by embracing chaos and knowing that we are going to be kind of running in a way that looks totally chaotic, but we're doing though in order to get to be the first to scale, is the way that you actually succeed.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Former White House aide Dina Powell is a top candidate to replace Nikki Haley as ambassador to the United Nations. Now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee joined Fox Business and talked about what Haley brought to the table.
Nikki Haley did a terrific job of representing the spirit of the president in saying, America's not going to go around apologizing. We're a strong nation. We put America first. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to capitulate to all these pipsqueak nations that want to somehow make us feel guilty because we're prosperous. And I don't know of anyone who's ever been more effective as the U.N. ambassador than Nikki Haley in simply saying, folks, if you want to criticize the U.S., then maybe we'll quit writing checks to your government. Good for her.
A former big city mayor and possible presidential contender switches parties again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg announcing on Instagram on Wednesday morning he's officially a Democrat again. Bloomberg was elected twice as New York mayor as a Republican starting in 2001, before then becoming an independent for his third term as mayor. Bloomberg's latest move is widely seen as a prelude to possibly running for the White House in 2020 to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1845 when the U.S. Naval Academy opens in Annapolis, Maryland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now is the time to prioritize to keep your family safe. Do not take chances. So, let's all be safe. Stay alert to weather updates. Watch this storm closely. Listen to local officials.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, as Hurricane Michael continues to approach the panhandle of Florida with winds of 150 miles an hour. First Lady Melania Trump sat down with ABC News. She was asked about men who are accused of sexual assault.
We need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was, you know, sexually assaulted and... or you did that to me, or because sometimes the media goes too far and the way they portray some stories, it's not correct. It's not right.
The entire Melania Trump interview will be airing Friday night on ABC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Reid Hoffman is one of Silicon Valley's most high-profile investors. He was an early investor in Facebook and also the co-founder of LinkedIn. Hoffman was on CBS This Morning and said when you build a company up, a startup has to be fast. He explained why.
The reason why you want this is the modern way that you build massive companies. If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at a lot of these companies that 10 years ago were ideas, back of napkins, tiny, and now are global transformational companies.
Hoffman also talks about how being able to adapt is key for a startup.
You have to understand that it's not going to have this comfortable and efficiency where you learn it and just iterate slowly. You're going to be doing massive changes every 6 to 12 months, including in how you run the company. And so by embracing chaos and knowing that we are going to be kind of running in a way that looks totally chaotic, but we're doing though in order to get to be the first to scale is the way that you actually succeed.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Former White House aide Dina Powell is a top candidate to replace Nikki Haley as ambassador to the United Nations. Now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee joined Fox Business and talked about what Haley brought to the table.
Nikki Haley did a terrific job of representing the spirit of the president in saying, America's not going to go around apologizing. We're a strong nation. We put America first. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to capitulate to all these pipsqueak nations that want to somehow make us feel guilty because we're prosperous. And I don't know of anyone who's ever been more effective as the U.N. ambassador than Nikki Haley in simply saying, folks, if you want to criticize the U.S., then maybe we'll quit writing checks to your government. Good for her.
A former big city mayor and possible presidential contender switches parties again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg announcing on Instagram on Wednesday morning he's officially a Democrat again. Bloomberg was elected twice as New York mayor as a Republican starting in 2001, before then becoming an independent for his third term as mayor. Bloomberg's latest move is widely seen as a prelude to possibly running for the White House in 2020 to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1845 when the U.S. Naval Academy opens in Annapolis, Maryland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now is the time to prioritize to keep your family safe. Do not take chances. So, let's all be safe. Stay alert to weather updates. Watch this storm closely. Listen to local officials.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, as Hurricane Michael continues to approach the panhandle of Florida with winds of 150 miles an hour. First Lady Melania Trump sat down with ABC News. She was asked about men who are accused of sexual assault.
We need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was, you know, sexually assaulted, and or you did that to me, or because sometimes the media goes too far. And the way they portray some stories, it's not correct. It's not right.
The entire Melania Trump interview will be airing Friday night on ABC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Reid Hoffman is one of Silicon Valley's most high-profile investors. He was an early investor in Facebook and also the co-founder of LinkedIn. Hoffman was on CBS This Morning and said when you build a company up, a startup has to be fast. He explained why.
The reason why you want this is the modern way that you build massive companies. If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at a lot of these companies that 10 years ago were ideas, back of napkins, tiny, and now are global transformational companies.
Hoffman also talks about how being able to adapt is key for a startup.
You have to understand that it's not going to have this comfortable and efficiency where you learn it and just iterate slowly. You're going to be doing massive changes every 6 to 12 months, including in how you run the company. And so by embracing chaos and knowing that we are going to be kind of running in a way that looks totally chaotic, but we're doing though in order to get to be the first to scale is the way that you actually succeed.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Former White House aide Dina Powell is a top candidate to replace Nikki Haley as ambassador to the United Nations. Now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee joined Fox Business and talked about what Haley brought to the table.
Nikki Haley did a terrific job of representing the spirit of the president in saying, America's not going to go around apologizing. We're a strong nation. We put America first. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to capitulate to all these pipsqueak nations that want to somehow make us feel guilty because we're prosperous. And I don't know of anyone who's ever been more effective as the U.N. ambassador than Nikki Haley in simply saying, folks, if you want to criticize the U.S., then maybe we'll quit writing checks to your government. Good for her.
A former big city mayor and possible presidential contender switches parties again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg announcing on Instagram on Wednesday morning he's officially a Democrat again. Bloomberg was elected twice as New York mayor as a Republican starting in 2001, before then becoming an independent for his third term as mayor. Bloomberg's latest move is widely seen as a prelude to possibly running for the White House in 2020 to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1845 when the U.S. Naval Academy opens in Annapolis, Maryland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We've been doing the show now for almost 5 years. It's almost our anniversary. I wonder what your 5 year. 1 year is paper. I don't know what 5 years is. Be nice if it was some money, right? Well, my name, again, is Richard Scuderi. The program is called Modern Design. We meet here live each Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we talk all things design. My process, as I've told you many times before, starts on Sunday. On Sunday, I come up with my topic for the week. And I'm doing a lot of work in my store up in Maplewood, New Jersey, in that location. Also the one in Ringo's, but it's sort of a change over to the fall stuff. I have beautiful fall things, wreaths, unbelievable items for your home, for your sideboard, for your Thanksgiving table, lots of beautiful things to take a look at. But I have a whole room full of accessories that are blues and greens, and I find these days with the change of colors and that most of the rooms being painted gray and they have sort of very neutral flooring and then gray with white, that it's the pops of colors that stand out. And for me, those always seem to go back to the blues and greens, the cooler end of the spectrum. So we're going to talk today about infusing blues and greens into your current designs, your current home, and ways to do that cleverly to make your house look wonderful. So a lot to talk about on today's show. Let's take a look at the weather, which is unseasonably warm, as we all know, and very kind of humid. Not so humid. Whoops, that's not good. We don't want that. No, we don't want that. We want the weather. There we go. That's better. Okay, so the National Weather Service is currently telling me that it's 82 degrees It says mostly cloudy. I see some clouds, but kind of nice sun. It says this afternoon there's a slight chance of showers with a high of 80 degrees. I think when I was pulling into the parking lot, we were 81, so we've exceeded that. Tonight, there's a 40% chance of heavy rain. Well, I didn't see that coming, but I guess when it gets this warm in October, that's going to happen with a low of 68. On Thursday, unfortunately, we're looking at heavy rain with a high of 78 degrees. On Thursday night, heavy rain, 80% with a low of 56. On Friday, there's a chance of showers and then mostly sunny with a high of 63. On Friday night, kind of a low, 45 degrees. On Saturday, it looks like a mostly sunny, beautiful day, but now cooler with a high of 58. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 40. And then finally on Sunday, a beautiful, crisp day with a high of 61 degrees. Well, I am Richard Christopher Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. If you're following me on social media, I am live right now on Facebook, and I encourage my shy friends and followers to call into studio. You know, one of the things that we're able to do is to communicate with the viewers and the listeners, and you can do that. Our phone lines are open, and that's 908-237-0410. I'm hearing a strange sound in studio I haven't heard before. We'll try to figure out what that is. But I'd love to have you call in and talk about whatever, you know, is on your mind, and specifically today's topic, which is adding blues and greens into your decorating, and how that makes your place more modern, and ways to do that without changing everything that you have. All right, we're going to take a couple of commercial messages. A lot to talk about. Lots of fun and interesting ideas. All right, after these commercial messages.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in our 21st season with two locations, one in the Hunterdon County area at 176 Route 20231 in Ringgoes, New Jersey, right across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station in Flemington, right there on the highway. I'm in with Flemington Fan and Lighting, and Bruce has been there in the Flemington area for over 30 years. We have 6,000 square foot space with wonderful accessories, pictures, artwork, and of course, lots and lots of interesting lighting. You know, lighting is becoming more and more prominent. The look of lighting has really become critical now that styles are much simpler. It's the lighting which is becoming more prominent. So you want to check out lots of new things to look at. Again, to reach Maven Hill Ringgoes, the phone number is 908-884-0770. I do live events from time to time, and I want to actually see if I can get this shot into the camera. I am having my next live event. I'm very fortunate that Ethan Allen, the wonderful furniture company Ethan Allen, has reached out to me. They've liked some of the work I've done, both in the media and then some of my projects that have been shot for things. And they're giving me an evening, and this is on Thursday, October 18th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ethan Allen in Watchung, New Jersey, and that is 1541 Route 22 West in Watchung, New Jersey. We're going to have a little bit of a design talk first called Transitional is the New Traditional. And if you're not familiar with Ethan Allen these days, go ahead on Google and go to Google Images and check out Ethan Allen. They really have changed their look. They're a lot cleaner, a lot more modern. And the whole point is not to reinvent the wheel with your home, but to bring pieces in and do things that could make your house look more current and sort of eclectic, right? That's the look now. It's more balanced in the way that we have lots of things going on. Some things old, some things new, bright color against a neutral backdrop. So we're going to do that series on Ethan Allen in Watchung, New Jersey on Thursday, October 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. There will be refreshments. Tickets are free, but you do need to call or text me, and I will send you an invite, and you'll be on the list. We're going to have a fun night, a lot of stuff in store. So to reach me, you can either text me your email address or give me a message that you want to come, and I'll send out an invite. The phone number is 908-884-0770. I will announce that again before we have the event on the 18th, but please, I love to meet you all that are listening and watching my programs, and it'll be a lot of fun. Okay, so our topic today happens to be pops of blue and green. Blues and greens in particular have always been my personal favorite, and I would often tell you that I love cobalt blue back to when I had my first apartment a million years ago. I remember the first purchase I made was I bought cobalt blue pottery dishes, and when I set the table with them, they just looked absolutely amazing. I had cobalt blue mugs in my kitchen, and even though everything was neutral, it was that pop of blue that was terrific. Fast forward to I bought my first condo, I kind of sort of got out of the blue thing and I went to greens, and I love, love, love citrus green, that beautiful lime citrus green. It's great with gray, it's great with whites, it's awesome. My two favorite colors are blue and green. And it's a funny thing I learned through the years of decorating. People often decorate to what their personal comfort zone is. Because I have blonde hair and blue eyes, I like blues and greens because they're my best colors. So that seems to find itself not only in my clothes, but also in how I decorate. Somebody who has red hair may tend towards the earth tones and rich browns and olives and those kind of colors because that's their comfort zone. You'll see there's a consistency with that. It's kind of interesting because a lot of decorating is psychology. So, but for me, and for many of us right now, because they're also very much in style, it's pops, interjections of colors, of blues and greens that are very prominent, and there's a lot of ways to get color in. Because what's happening, and we've talked about this on the program many times before, what's happening is that pink color is going away. It's becoming more neutral. Not that we're not painting, but the colors are very neutral grays and greiges. Very simple colors, and we're not seeing a lot of differential. People are now opening. Well, first of all, if you have a newer space, it's all open. We don't have rooms anymore. Most of the spaces are open. So we're having a predominantly neutral palette, white ceilings, white trim and doors, and then sort of just a light gray or a grayish on the wall. So there's not a lot of color in that. And hardwood floors are more prominent than ever. So there's not a lot of color going on. So it's very important that our accessories have the pop that bring the whole look together, probably more now than ever. So I've come up with quite an extensive list of ways to bring those colors into your home. Starting with the outside, I figured we'd talk about the outside as well. I don't know one house this year that I did not paint some shade of gray, from a very soft light gray to a medium Coventry gray, which is a lovely gray, to a very dark candle charcoal or a Chelsea gray, all shades of gray. Most of the houses that I've painted, the exteriors of, did color consultation or painted, were now painted shades of gray. There was one iron ore that was probably my favorite with a pop at the front door. But wonderful shades of gray from light to dark with white trim. The shutters were a darker shade of that gray or something relatively neutral, and then a pop of color. So my number one on my list of pops and of color is at the front door, which is trending very much. And there are a lot of colors that are pop colors for gray, but I want to focus on some of the blues and the greens that I love when you have a gray house. Now, when you have a house that's any shade of gray from light to dark, one of my favorite colors is Tiffany Box Blue, that beautiful, wonderful blue that you've seen forever and ever, that light sort of bluey green color on a front door is absolutely spectacular. There are all shades and ranges for you to try, and color is the absorption of light. So I'm hesitant to give a specific color because that color may not work in your environment. Do you have a southern exposure? Do you have a northern exposure? Is there a porch on the front so it might be darker? But a Tiffany Box blue front door on a gray house from light to dark is just amazing. One of the projects I did candle charcoal, which is a really dark gray with gray shutters that are slightly darker, super white trim, and a Tiffany Box blue front door. It was just spectacular. So that's one place to add some color. If you're going to the lighter end of the spectrum, a gray that I like that's a very light is called Gray Owl. So a house that would be painted a light gray, like a gray owl, or maybe a Stonington gray, medium light tone with white trim, you could do a dark door. And one of the dark colors I like are nice navies. So a nice navy or a rich royal blue is a nice combination to do at a front door if the backdrop, if the clapboards are a light gray color. So that's a nice combination. Light gray with a navy, dark gray with the Tiffany Box blue. Now, probably my favorite of all time is that citrus green that we're talking about, that wonderful sort of citrus green, Granny Smith apple green. And if you look at the Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams range, you can see what works best in your environment. But a dark gray house, a medium to dark gray house with a Granny Smith apple green front door is just absolutely spectacular. It really draws your eye to the front door. It gives a pop. And whether a house is 5 years old or 55 years old, that pop of apple green is going to make your space look new. So I want to start with that as a perfect way of doing something. It'll take an afternoon, not a lot of money, a gallon of paint, and you can infuse some blue or green to modernize your home. The second thing on my list was outside pots. Even the pots themselves, I'm seeing a lot of painted pots, outdoor pots, in front of people's houses this year. Terracotta pots, those pots that are cement, or even sometimes the composite pots, anything can be painted, folks. And what is more wonderful than you see beautiful cobalt blue pots on each side of a front door? In the store right here in Hunterdon County in Ringo's, New Jersey, I have two huge cobalt blue pots that I change out seasonally. Now they're overflowing with flowers. We're going to have to do something a little bit more fall-like. But two wonderful planters, paint them out. There's wonderful paints that you can have. They're called patio paints because you can have some exposure to water and they don't sort of, you don't lose the color on them. Wonderful Krylon spray paints. Try maybe getting some colorful pots outside your front door. That pop of color is wonderful. Bring that in. Number three on the list for outside to bring a pop of color. Now, of course, it's the tail end of the season, is seasonal umbrellas. So if you have a Marken umbrella, sometimes we don't take those down. I have all my pool is still open, and my umbrellas, which are citrus green, are out there, and they really give a pop of color to the outside of the space. So outdoor Marken umbrellas, whether they're closed or open, really do bring a pop of color to the space. Number four on my list for outside is your cushions. Your patio cushions, you have a gray set, a white set, a black set, a brown set. It's the cushions that really bring a pop of color. So that sort of citrus or navy or all shades of blue, from royal to the light sky blue, robin's egg blue, all bring that beautiful color into a space, even though the chairs themselves may be a dark neutral. Number five on the list is patio furniture itself. I'm seeing more and more patio chairs and furniture that are bright colors, bright greens and blues, and other colors as well, but bright colors is kind of a nice way to bring in an accent or to do something to your outside space to make it a little playful and interesting. Number six on the list is something that I've done as well. That's Adirondack chairs, whether they be wood or composite, in a really bright color. I did see in Maplewood on a porch, a beautiful old house, and on the porch, on the side, they had two chairs, and they were sort of like a peacock blue-green color. They tied in a little bit to the front door. The house was actually brown. It wasn't gray at all, but the brown and sort of the peacock blue-green really looked nice together. So Adirondack chairs, you know, maybe at your front entrance, two of them, or rockers, really could bring a pop that you need with those blues and greens. Could you see a light gray house with two beautiful royal blue rocking chairs with some great cushions on them in white and blue? Really would bring the look together outside and sort of create a look, a reason to look up at that specific house. Number seven on the list is landscape, your outside landscape flowers, especially annuals. So if you were to bring in a palette, if you love greens. Now, I love the sweet potato vine. I love things that have a lot of green in them and green flowers. Perhaps it's maybe helleborus, which is a seasonal flower that happens in the spring that has green flowers. That's wonderful. Any sort of maybe some ferns, some really pretty ferns that have that sort of light citrusy green, or maybe something that has some blue flowers in it. Maybe some sort of an iris or a snowdrop or a flower that's going to bring that blue look as well. And then have a front of your beds have that sort of a color palette, which would infuse some blue or green into the space. Number seven on the list is seasonal wreaths, and I'm a big fan. I have a wreath for pretty much every season. Right now, my fall wreaths, I'm changing out a little bit, and I'm doing more neutral fall wreaths with not as much color. But bringing blues and greens into your wreaths are really nice. One of my nicest wreaths, I think, is one that looks like roses. It's all citrus green, but it looks like roses, and it's made of wood, and it's square. And I have that on my front door because it's protected by a portico. But that citrus green on a black door really stands out and a way to bring some color into the space. In my store in Maplewood, I have a wonderful dried wreath that's some sort of a dried flower, which is like a really rich periwinkle blue with greenery. And that just could look great on any door and really work within a space. Number nine on the list is seasonal flags. Seasonal flags could bring in lots of color, and blues and greens always are appealing with an outside scape. So there are a number of things that you can do outside to really infuse that sort of blue-green combination. I am seeing specifically lots of teal, more than ever. Teal has seemed to come back, and that teal and blue combination seem to be everywhere I look. So when you're looking to buy something new, take a look at the teals, the blue-green themselves, that blue-green ocean color. It's very restful, and we're seeing it in a lot of places. All right, we're going to take another set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about today, infusing blue and green into your home.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's and in Maplewood, New Jersey. 21 years in the business of doing kitchens and baths and wallpapering and painting and hardwood floors and consulting and furniture and trim and molding and window treatments and pretty much everything related to your home or your commercial space. I just started working on a wonderful restaurant in New Providence, New Jersey that will probably be open by the end of the year. We're doing some really fun stuff, and as we get closer, I'm going to have Don, the owner of the new restaurant, and we're going to talk about some exciting plans for decorating a restaurant. We're going to go for like that new sort of more industrial look, and we're going to bring in orange grays and orange as our pop color and do something really kind of neat. So I'll bring in a board of when working on a restaurant, what people are looking for today that's comfortable but also kind of stylish at the same time. Our topic today happens to be pops of blue and green, how they're attractive, and how you can infuse that color in a much more neutral environment these days. Look at model homes. You go to model homes, everything is gray, 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 gray. So it's important that the pops are good. And I love in particular blue and green pops. So we want to find that we can infiltrate those colors into your home to make it look more updated and attractive. So we talked a little bit about the outside stuff, putting color at the front door, blues or greens, painting your outside pot so you have a vibrant pot. Maybe the market umbrellas, we do all new market umbrellas. I took my market umbrellas that were perfectly good at the beginning of the season that were Hunter Green Forever and gave them away to people, and I got citrus green, I got the lime. And boy, that was really worth changing them out because they really make a statement. They make it look more up to date with the gray Adirondack chairs and gray patio furniture and then the citrus green. It really makes it look more updated. Cushions, changing out your cushions. The blues and greens for cushions are nice. You have a gray or a black chair and you have a lime green cushion that really looks nice together. Patio furniture itself, a colorful patio furniture. I'm starting to see more in style. Adirondack chairs for sure, seeing Adirondack chairs in brights and the bright colors and all shades of blues and greens. Landscape flowers, doing seasonal flowers that tie into the blue and green palette. Wreaths, wonderful seasonal wreaths. Maybe you do a wreath. Maybe you want to change it up a little bit now for the fall. Do something with different colors. Just get a lime green hydrangea wreath and have that at your front entrance. That could be a nice thing to do in a pop of lime, which is terrific. Or maybe Nico blue hydrangea or a combination thereof and do something a little bit different or seasonal flags. So now I want to talk about inside, the inside of your home. Let's say you're moving into a new home. Maybe it's a resale or a brand new home. Or maybe it's time for you to do something different. You know, your house is all different colors. You're in the jewel tones with golds and tans and creams, and you want to do something that's a little bit different. Well, you go and you repaint, and we do some nice neutral grays, mid-tone grays or grayishes with white trim. We need a pop of color. And if you're like me and you love blues and greens and bringing those into the space, one of the easiest ways to do that is with your window treatments. And when I say window treatments, I mean drapes. Now, window treatments aren't what they were. They're not swags and jabots. They're not lots of ornate. They're very simple. In fact, most of the window treatments I do are maybe three different kinds. And number one is drapery panels. So drapery panels are still in style where you have one rod and then you have two end panels. The end panels don't really sit on the window anymore. They kind of sit on the framework of the window. And they're no longer functional. That is, they're on rings, so you open and close them for privacy. They just sort of frame the look of the window for most part, although they could open and close if you like, but that's always kind of sloppy. So window treatments, number one still. I do lots of panel drapes. The panel drapes now are just one width on either side of the window. They don't block the light. They sort of frame the window. But they're a great opportunity, especially in the newer houses that have the higher ceilings, where you have 96 inches from top to bottom on either side of wonderful color, someone a great palette to do a wonderful royal blue drapery panel gives you a lot of color, or citrus green, or some sort of a pattern, maybe an eye cat that has blue and green together, maybe some, you know, sort of a texture that has blue and green in it, something that has an interesting shape. Maybe the top, it goes from blue to green, or some sort of geometric that has blue and green in it. Those are all wonderful opportunities because it's a lot of fabric to infuse blue and green in the space. The second type of window treatment that can do that is Roman shades. Now, when you think of Roman shades, they're often a inside mount type of thing within the window frame, but you can do a wonderful fabric. Now, I don't like a hobbled Roman shade that has a lot of ridges. I just like it to be solid so the pattern shows and it just gathers at the bottom. So Roman shades are another way to bring that color in your window treatment. And then finally, roller and solar shades are back. The roller shade has really come back as fashion, and you can bring and infuse some color or pattern with a wonderful roller or solar shade and bring that in inside mount and bring some blues and greens into the space. Number two on my list for inside pops of blues and greens are rugs. Area rugs are wonderful, especially in the more open floor plans. Rugs define seating areas. So you want to have a rug maybe in an open space in your living room and then one in your dining room. So you sort of delineate them, and bringing shades of blue and green will look good with any neutral color palette, whether it be browns or grays, tans or whites even. Blues and greens do a good job with that. Number three is something that's relatively new. I've noticed it the past couple of years, and that is painted furniture, painting out pieces of furniture. Not in gray or black, but painting them a color. I just purchased a sideboard for a client the other day, and we're doing a set. It's a wood set, you know, very simple. But I made the sideboard. I purchased the sideboard in a sort of spa blue color, and that painted sideboard is going to go with a set that doesn't look anything like it. It's going to be kind of eclectic. But we're going to bring that together with the fabrics and layer sort of a spa blue-green within the dark wood set that's there. The end chairs are going to be upholstered. We'll bring that blue and green in, and then one painted piece of furniture. You know, when you have some furniture, maybe you inherit some furniture, it's not an heirloom, but it's old, think about painting it. Painted furniture is probably more popular than ever. My decorative artists don't do too much with walls anymore with faux finishes. Definitely more than ever doing them on cabinets and doing them on painted on pieces of furniture, giving them a painted look and a new life. So definitely that's something that could work for you. Number four on my list is an accent wall. Sometimes the accent wall can be an opportunity to bring a flash of color. One of the best places to do it is maybe if you have an upholstered headboard, which is not a lot of a look other than texture, have a wonderful accent wall and maybe Van Dusen blue or some sort of a celadon lime or apple green just on one wall to bring that color in. Maybe a Stratton blue, sort of a blue-green color on the back would be nice for a master bedroom. Or perhaps it's a dining room. Maybe the sideboard wall, all the furniture is the same, but the sideboard wall, that one accent wall, is a wonderful, rich navy. And with some maybe some fern prints on it with white distressed frames, a great way to bring some drama to the space. Maybe the accent wall is your fireplace wall, and we bring some color just in one step to that pop of blue and green together. So accent walls are good. Don't do more than one accent wall to a house, otherwise it's overkill. Number five is your bedding. Maybe change out your bedding. You know, I had red and gold bedding for a long time, and when I changed it out to a white bedding with sort of a border of a spa blue, boy, did that bring it up to date. It really looks nice, and I look forward when I go to bed to that beautiful new sort of spa-like blue and white look. Number six is your towels, your bathroom towels. Bathroom towels are a statement. I also really changed over my towels. You know, I found really beautiful towels very inexpensively last week at Target. Target has some wonderful stuff. Very reasonable. The quality was good. And I redid the towels in sort of like a spa, a color called mineral, and then charcoal and mineral. And you can really create a whole palette just by using towels in a space that's completely white and gray. And that definitely did that. Number seven is colored glass. I love colored glass. Whether it be lanterns or little collections of glass, or maybe you have your goblets in my Maplewood store. I have the table set now all in blue and green, and I have cobalt blue goblets. And it really, something about colored glass really sort of magnifies. So a little colored glass can go a long, long way. Once in a while, I'll have green glass, which is much more rare. Every time I have a set of beautiful green glasses, as soon as they go in, they go out. If somebody likes green, they're going to do this because they really make the look of a table very, very beautiful. The next one on the list is number 8 is candles. Just not only the scent, but the color of candles can make a difference. Maybe some gathered candles in the center of table on a dish in a beautiful shade of green or blue. Number 9, art books. Maybe a colorful art book that's a gorgeous shade of green or a gorgeous shade of blue. I looked at one in the spring, and it was all about sea glass. And the cover of the art book was all different blues and green sea glass. It was gorgeous. It created its own statement just by a book, just by a beautiful, large hardcover book that you'd put on a coffee table. Number 10 is dishes, maybe changing out your dishes. I'm a big fan of dishes. In my Maplewood store, again, I have the table set with pottery dishes, very casual pottery dishes right now, with a charger plate that looks like wood, then a cobalt blue dish, and then a smaller salad plate that's citrus green, and then a silver napkin ring and a white napkin, and then the cobalt glass and a charcoal mat. It is amazing together how that blue and green pops through, and you really see that look, and it really makes it attractive in the space. So dishes are important. Artwork. Your artwork is an opportunity to bring color into your space. Any sort of pottery, if you have pottery that you collect and you're putting it in a cabinet of some sort, especially if it's something that's lit, pottery can really bring that hue of color of blues and greens. Temple jars. I'm a big fan of temple jars, especially the ceramic ones now. But, you know, doing them all maybe in a beautiful Tiffany box blue in a room, maybe on a mantle with a mirror behind it, will really magnify the look and be wonderful. All right, so we're going to go to a quick news now. We have a lot to cover and lots of great ways today. You can go shopping, come home tonight, and change your look just by doing a couple of intensely colored accessories and just change the look of the room without doing too much at all. So we'll go to our quick news break. And we have a lot more to talk about in our show, and that's infusing blue and green into your home. More after this.
USA Radio News.
Now is the time to prioritize to keep your family safe. Do not take chances. So let's all be safe, stay alert to weather updates, watch this storm closely, listen to local officials.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, as Hurricane Michael continues to approach the panhandle of Florida with winds of 150 miles an hour. First Lady Melania Trump sat down with ABC News. She was asked about men who are accused of sexual assault.
We need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was, you know, sexually assaulted, and or you did that to me, or because sometimes the media goes too far, and the way they portray some stories. It's not correct. It's not right.
The entire Melania Trump interview will be airing Friday night on ABC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Reid Hoffman is one of Silicon Valley's most high-profile investors. He was an early investor in Facebook and also the co-founder of LinkedIn. Hoffman was on CBS This Morning and said when you build a company up, a startup has to be fast. He explained why.
The reason why you want this is the modern way that you build massive companies. If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at a lot of these companies that 10 years ago were ideas back of napkins, tiny, and now are global transformational companies.
Hoffman also talks about how being able to adapt is key for a startup.
You have to understand that you're not going to, it's not going to have this comfortable and efficiency where you learn it and just iterate slowly. You're going to be doing massive changes every 6 to 12 months, including in how you run the company. And so by embracing chaos and knowing that we are going to be kind of running in a way that looks totally chaotic, but we're doing though in order to get to be the first to scale, is the way that you actually succeed.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Former White House aide Dina Powell is a top candidate to replace Nikki Haley as ambassador to the United Nations. Now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee joined Fox Business and talked about what Haley brought to the table.
Nikki Haley did a terrific job of representing the spirit of the president in saying, America's not going to go around apologizing. We're a strong nation. We put America first. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to capitulate to all these pipsqueak nations that want to somehow make us feel guilty because we're prosperous. And I don't know of anyone who's ever been more effective as the UN ambassador than Nikki Haley in simply saying, folks, if you want to criticize the U.S., then maybe we'll quit writing checks to your government. Good for her.
A former big city mayor and possible presidential contender switches parties again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg announcing on Instagram on Wednesday morning he's officially a Democrat again. Bloomberg was elected twice as New York mayor as a Republican starting in 2001, before then becoming an independent for his third term as mayor. Bloomberg's latest move is widely seen as a prelude to possibly running for the White House in 2020 to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1845 when the U.S. Naval Academy opens in Annapolis, Maryland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs and Ringo's and in Maplewood, New Jersey, doing all sorts of projects in the tri-state area. Everything from simple paint color consultations for $199 plus tax. We'll come out and pick every color for your home. Put it all together to things like kitchen design, working on a kitchen design tomorrow, a new kitchen, and bathrooms and crown molding and all sorts of things related to your home. Our topic today happens to be bringing those wonderful blues and greens, those new modern blues and greens into your home, infusing them in subtle ways that can really be transformative. We talked about things you can do to the inside, and now we're talking about things that you can do to the outside to bring in those wonderful blues and greens, which are probably more popular than ever, especially when you have a neutral palette as we're doing these days. So number 14 on the list is something that's kind of interesting that people don't normally think of. Wallpaper. We've done lots of shows in the past year or so on the fact that wallpaper is back. It's back, but it's back in a sort of a different way. Not as much wallpaper, often as an accent or in small spaces. But I'm working on a townhouse in Basking Ridge right now, and I came up with a grass paper, an actual grass paper in navy blue. So we're going to do it in a powder room. The bottom is sort of white paneled, and the top is going to be this wonderful grass paper, and really dress up the space with texture, but also infusing some of that blue into the space. So wallpaper is an opportunity to do that. A great place to do wallpaper is on one wall, the accent wall, in a master bedroom, that sort of headboard wall with a great paper, maybe that has some sort of a graphic print in a citrus green or a navy blue or a teal or something in between those colors is a great way to do that. Number 15 is lacquer boxes. You don't see them all the time, but a wonderful lacquer box in a bedroom, or if you have built-ins with that saturated color with a little bit of sheen, is a wonderful way to get that in. footed jars, footed temple jars in clear glass, and then do them in wonderful shade. I worked a couple of years ago on a project in an old historic home in South Orange, New Jersey, and I found a couple of footed jars, and we filled them with different elements that had the colors that the lady liked. There was an original from the 1800s fireplace in the foyer that had this blue-green tile, so I found elements that worked well with it, and I had the footed vases, and they went and had beautiful colors in each vase that went very nice with that blue-green and contrasted it with color. Number 17 on our list is frames, wonderful frames. You could take a beautiful generic frames with pictures in them and then paint them out one color, maybe do six in a row, make a gallery, or maybe eight in two rows and paint them out a wonderful navy blue. In one of my bathrooms upstairs, that's what I did. I had a series of wonderful prints, but the frames were kind of not so great, so I had them done in navy blue, and they went against sort of a blue-gray wall and then these navy blue frames in a succession and a collection. It really brought, I added towels to that had navy, and it brought everything together. So frames can do that as well. Napkins, you know, you're setting your table, you put a citrus green napkin around the table, amazing, with a little silver or maybe navy blue napkin ring with some citrus green. Lots of things to infuse color that are subtle but make a difference. Table linens, your table linens are very important for bringing color into the space. Pillows, decorative pillows. What a way. You have a neutral couch, a pop of color, you could change it in a moment's notice, and it changes. Throws. Throws are big. You know, you have a blanket or a throw, that's a lot of color in a small space that you can bring in the shades of blues and greens. Head chairs. Often I take people's traditional dining sets, and what I do is I usually take the wood armchairs, and then I move them to the sides of the room, and then I'll go buy two new chairs in a signature color. In fact, I did that, I don't know, about maybe in February. I wanted to add some navy blue to a space, so I went and got two gorgeous head chairs that were navy blue velvet, and they had nail heads that were silver, and I put them into a very traditional bowl and clawfoot mahogany set, and those chairs really opened it up and made it look more transitional. So there's things you can do to infuse blues and greens or colors in that space as well. Upholstered headboard, bringing in an upholstered headboard. I did a whole upholstered headboard in navy blue. I was a little worried about bringing so much color into a headboard, but you know, navy blue is a color that's very versatile. You could do it with yellow, you could do it with orange, you could do it with citrus green, you could do it with chocolate brown. There's so many colors. This navy headboard had a lot of opportunity to do different things with it and be versatile with different bed sets. So an upholstered headboard or an upholstered bed is a great way to make a statement in a neutral room. Lamps, right? The lamps now have a lot of color to them, whether they're colored glass bases or maybe they're ceramic, and you have wonderful ones. I saw ones in the store yesterday that were sort of like a spruce green with white drum shades. That, wow, there's your pop right there. You don't need to do much else, and you have that pop of blue-green color. Lampshades, wonderful lampshades now. Lampshades are awesome looking and lots of wonderful shades. I helped a lady redo her chandelier. She had a big chandelier, and we powder-coated it sort of a washed white look, and we put apple green shades all over the chandelier, and it really made it look modern. Upholstered furniture, any sort of upholstered furniture. Maybe you have an ottoman, right? You put a new ottoman in a space in citrus green with some art books and a big tray on it. That's a way to bring some color into the space. Your cabinets, maybe you have a butler's pantry. You know, last year we talked about infusing some color into your cabinetry. I did a small kitchen years ago where the top cabinets were all white and the bottom were navy. Really nice for a small kitchen today. You can't go crazy with it. Maybe a butler's pantry or something, but maybe bring some color in your cabinets that way. I know in my butler pantry, my cabinets are a painted green finish. There's not a lot of them. They're a light green, but they really look beautiful in the space, and I don't think a neutral color would have worked as well. Plants, bringing wonderful plants into your space. Maybe you have a room. I have a room that's a paneled library, and I have all ferns, fern prints, and lots of ferns in the space. That fresh green look brings green into the space. Your coffee mugs and wonderful shades of blue or green. Drinking goblets, we talked about maybe having some beautiful goblets that top is beautiful and clear, and the stems are gorgeous citrus green, or that cobalt glue glass, which we love to look at as another opportunity to bring some color into your space. Dishes, charger plates are a wonderful thing to do. Beautiful charger plates in a gorgeous blue or green color could really make a change. Any sort of collection, if you carry a collection of something, group them all together and you'll really have visual impact. So that's just a little bit today of the tip of the iceberg of wonderful ideas to bring those wonderful blues and greens into your space, into your neutral palette, and create something that is beautiful and wonderful. Again, on the October 18th from 6 to 8 p.m., come meet me live. There will be hors d'oeuvres at Ethan Allen from 6 to 8. We'll be talking, our topic is transitional is the new traditional. We'll be talking about how to update your home without changing all the surface. We'll also be doing a little bit of a book talk on my new book called The Lonely Boy, and I will be doing a signing as well. If you want to more information, give me a call at 908-884-0770. Thank you for supporting our program. Wonderful, wonderful shows in the next couple of weeks and a lot of great guests. Thank you. Get out before it rains and enjoy the day, everybody. Thank you and bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
Now is the time to prioritize to keep your family safe. Do not take chances. So let's all be safe. Stay alert to weather updates. Watch this storm closely. Listen to local officials.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, as Hurricane Michael continues to approach the panhandle of Florida with winds of 150 miles an hour. First Lady Melania Trump sat down with ABC News. She was asked about men who are accused of sexual assault.
We need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was, you know, sexually assaulted, and or you did that to me, or because sometimes the media goes too far. And the way they portray some stories, it's not correct.